And we've just had confirmation that the letter sent to the book show on the sad passing of Tony Judt is from John Hewson from Adelaide, not the former Liberal politician and Gruen Nation guest, but as he puts it, the real John Hewson. So thank you, John, for that. And also, thanks to modern society's unprecedented capacity to allow people to communicate without making physical contact, social isolation has never been easier. That's the premise of The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim by British author Jonathan Coe, whose previous novels include The Rotters Club. Patricia Maunder followed the misadventures of Maxwell Sim for the book show and got to know a character whose life is strange, sad, and often quite amusing.
Maxwell Sim is a middle-aged salesman whose dreary life in Watford, England, has fallen to pieces. Suffering from depression after his wife walked out with their daughter, he's been off work for months. Maxwell seems to have been a bit of a hopeless case all his life, and even now, at the age of 48, he's incredibly lacking in self-awareness, general knowledge, social skills, and other handy tools for living. Reading about this character ought to be very dull indeed, but author Jonathan Coe presents him as something of a modern-day Charles Pooter, that hilarious satirical character in the late Victorian novel The Diary of a Nobody. Satire is what keeps The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim chugging along, especially in the lighter first half as the eponymous anti-hero attempts to drag himself out of the friendless, isolated hole he's fallen into. In fact, just a couple of chapters in, there's a real laugh-out-loud moment of black comedy as Maxwell tries to engage a fellow passenger on a long-haul flight. It's tempting, but I won't spill the beans. Coe does more than satirise this one sad individual as he points out what's wrong with British society as a whole. Maxwell alternately personifies or derides the nation's ills. He prefers the comforting certainty of bland chain restaurants. He realises that none of his Facebook friends are his actual friends. He rails against the replacement of factories with shops as Britons increasingly turn from manufacturing things to consuming them. The overriding theme of the book is social isolation. It's full of failed relationships, tenuous technology-driven personal connections, and motorways that bypass towns. These are just some of the most obvious ways Coe litters his novel with examples, parallels, and metaphors about his theme, to the point where it's somewhat bludgeoned. The most heavily worked connection is between Maxwell's business trip by car to the northernmost point of Britain in the book's second half, and a real-life amateur yachtsman who went mad during a solo round-the-world race in 1969. A minor character's letter about this yachtsman forms one of several extended punctuation marks in Maxwell's first-person narration. Others include his ex-wife's fact-based short story and a confessional essay by a childhood friend. These are all designed to shed light on how Maxwell has become the man he is today, a failed human being reduced to bonding with his in-car satellite navigation, who he names Emma. He remains a character to be laughed at for much of the book, but as I got to know Maxwell better, I also felt sympathy toward him. This combination sustained my interest almost until the end, as did Coe's easy, natural writing style and well-paced narrative. After a poignant, if not unexpected, revelation about Maxwell's father, who he's had a dysfunctional relationship with all his life, The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim starts to go off the rails. There's a second, rather too convenient revelation about Maxwell himself that points to a happy ending. Then the novel literally loses the plot when Coe indulges in a spot of metafiction. Is his big wink at readers in the final pages meant to excuse the unlikely, unsophisticated end to the tale of Maxwell Sim? After tentatively prodding at existentialism a few times during the novel, is he trying to playfully wrestle it to the ground? Whatever Coe's motivation, this conclusion to an otherwise engaging parable about modern life is a clumsy miscalculation, a childish prank like a cream pie in the face or a burst balloon.
Patricia Maunder reviewing The Terrible Privacy of Maxwell Sim, the latest novel by Jonathan Coe, published by Penguin.